It's MKFM, and this morning, joined by Angela McCall, director of McCall Media. Angela, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you on. First of all, tell us a little bit about McCall Media and what you do.
So McCall Media is sort of like my lifelong passion, as it were. I've been freelancing for 2 decades, but in 2019, I had this big vision of turning into a small design and marketing studio, planned my get-go for 2020, and let's just say it's been an interesting couple of years.
It sounds like it. Wow. And so an entrepreneur yourself, and now you're hosting a conference all about entrepreneurship. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so on the 19th of September, I've hired the ballroom at the Doubletree Hilton that you should obviously know, MK Dons yes. Stadium, where you guys
upstairs.
Are.
Upstairs, yeah.
Yes. And I just wanted to do something. As I said, I launched my business literally in lockdown, and a lot of small businesses just didn't get the help and support because yeah. they were too small or not established for long enough or under the thresholds for bounce back loans and all sorts of other weird and wonderful reasons. So I kind of launched at a time that the term COVID excluded as a business was being bumped around, and I just thought, you know, we're not getting a lot of support. We need to get out of our houses now that, you know, COVID's gone, and we need to get out of our offices because we're often tucked away in office blocks somewhere. And a lot of us network to get our businesses found, but because of our life constraints, we'll always sort of circulate in the same groups. And so sometimes breaking out of that sort of circle of influence is quite hard. So I figured we haven't had an event like this in Milton Keynes for quite a good few years now, long before the pandemic. And I just thought, with everything going on, getting the city status, now would be a good time.
Absolutely. And for any new business, normally networking is such a crucial thing for getting your business out there. But it's something that many small businesses, like you say, won't have had an opportunity to do.
Yeah, I mean, like, for example, we all have life obligations and constraints. As a single parent, you know, I can't go to breakfast networking because yeah. I'm on the school run. I can't go to evening networking very often because I need childcare and I'm, you know, I'm doing the dinner for the kids. So my networking circles are always midday, which is great, but it means I miss out on connecting with a whole bunch of people in the local business community simply because of life constraints. And obviously that's my story, but everybody has their own story and they all have their own constraints and work commitments and family obligations. And as small business owners, we're always spinning so many plates yeah. and wearing so many hats that actually, you know, doing something where we get a lot of us together under the one roof, doing something that, you know, builds momentum for the city, builds, you know, momentum for ourselves. Yeah, help forge relationships, build new connections, meet new people. That's kind of the whole ethos behind why I'm doing what I'm doing, really.
It sounds fantastic. So talk us through what's planned for the event. What have you got booked?
Okay, so the way that the day is going to run is the stand holders and exhibitors will be turning up around about 8 o'clock to set up their stands. We're kicking off with a breakfast speed networking event for 90 minutes between 8:30 and 10. Then the doors will open for the public to start coming and making their way in for the actual main expo and conference. At 10:15, we're going to have the mayoress of MK, Amanda Marlowe, come and, you know, officially open up the event, which is a lovely credit to ourselves and everything that's and everyone that's involved. And then really, we've got 8 keynote speakers, so people will be able to mingle and, you know, surf around all the different stands and the exhibitors. Whilst also, you know, if they want to take 5 minutes out and watch one of the keynote speakers, we've got 8 local and I should say 8 small business owners. So everyday folk that are normally working hard on the front line, in the trenches, in their business, but really know their thing, on stage, talking about their expertise, their knowledge, parting wisdom to the audience. And then the event will close with another speed networking session at the end of the day from 3 till 4:30, and then everybody will be sort of closing up their stands and going home. So that's how the itinerary is running.
So it sounds absolutely fantastic, and I'm sure going to be very beneficial to any small businesses across MK.
Yeah, well, I hope so. To be honest with you, it's not just MK. I mean, our focus has been helping people within sort of a 60 minute radius,
right,
or say 50 miles. But realistically, we've got a lot of businesses coming from outside that want to connect with businesses inside Milton Keynes. So I've got 2 businesses coming from Manchester, 1 from Cornwall, 1 from Kent, and someone from the Welsh borders, as it were. So
wow.
You know, we actually have, I would say, out of our exhibitors, about 10% of them from outside the region.
Fantastic.
Because of the city status and the momentum that Milton Keynes has for being, you know, quite corporate and, you know, entrepreneurial in its own right.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've written a book as well. Tell us about that.
Actually, in fairness, I've been part of the book, but the book was my idea. It's actually combining 22 businesses from around the country who each one of them, each owner of the business has taken a chapter. So there's 22 chapters, 22 authors, and each wow. chapter has been divided down into five sections. So each business owner, so say, for example, HR, they've taken five different problems that they regularly encounter with their clients, or their clients encounter, I should say, and sort of spread some words of wisdom as to what they could do to help, you know, mitigate that problem. And so it's kind of like a business guide or a business sort of, I wouldn't say business Bible, but it's essentially, it's there to help people that are kind of growing and expanding, as it were. So not necessarily just startups, but really the goal is for those businesses that maybe have been, you know, figuring things out by the, you know, the seat of their pants, as it yeah. were, as their businesses grow. But now they're like, they want some structure, they need some, you know, hardy advice, and where do they turn? And that's kind of the concept behind the book, is that these authors get to demonstrate their knowledge and hard-earned expertise over the decades, as it were, and part that invaluable advice to others just starting out or needing to perfect their journey.
Yeah, and I bet very useful, because I'm sure for many people who start a business, like, you'll start a business around your passion, but then there's so many other things you've got to consider, like you used the example of HR. I'm sure many people won't have even considered HR until they're in that situation and have to do it. And suddenly, to be able to get a bit of help with that, I'm sure is very useful.
Yeah, I mean, to be totally honest with you, someone who's been freelancing for 2.5 decades now, you know, what I see all the time when I'm helping businesses with their digital marketing or their website design, which is generally my primary line of work, is that, you know, they are really, really good at what it is that they do. But actually, running a business is an art form, which is why the name of the book, the conference, the expo, the whole thing came about as being called The Art of Entrepreneurship. Because just because you are good at, let's say you're a tradesman and, you know, you're a carpenter or something, just because you're really good at that skill set doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be good at running a business. There's lots of factors to be considered, and it's not until you're in the thick of it you just realize just how much it is you don't know when you're starting out. So that's kind of the concept behind the event and the book and everything, is to sort of basically help those businesses, sort of 1 to 15, 20 employees that are growing, evolving, and, you know, spinning lots of plates at the same time. And yeah, just in the thick of it, trying to better themselves.
Fantastic. So how can people, first of all, get tickets, and then second of all, get a copy of the book?
Okay, so the book hasn't yet gone on sale. It's going on sale just a couple of days after the actual expo. We've got a sort of internal ambition with those that are involved that we want to get 1,000 sales in 24 hours, because there is an algorithm on Amazon that we're trying to trigger. So anybody out there wanting to launch a book, that's kind of the algorithm, sort of from what I've researched, that you need to do to be able to start getting noticed on the sort of number one spots and things like that on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So that's our internal goal for the book. If you want to get involved with any of it, whether you want stands, whether you want to order the book, visit the exhibition as a delegate or a visitor, the easiest thing to do is to visit my website. You can do that through going to events.mccallgroup.ltd, as in limited, LTD. And when you arrive at my events website, you will see The Art of Entrepreneurship, the book, and a big old button leading you all the way through to find out more about it. And from there, you can find out about the stands, you can order the book, you can attend the networking, etc., etc. You'll also be able to find us on Eventbrite if you want to go and register as a visitor, but my website has links out to that as well.
Fantastic. So get yourself along. It sounds like a really fun day and very useful, I'm sure, if you're a small business owner. Angela McCall is owner of McCall Media. Angela, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Good luck with the event, The Art of Entrepreneurship.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for having a chat with me this morning.